It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, the ever-increasing tightness in world supplies of high-quality machine-picked cotton noted last week gave the market a boost the first part of this week. But just as important, we also noticed that speculative funds exit the market in a big way, and that started a short covering rally early in the week, and that's what sent prices initially higher. But by week's end, we saw open interest begin to increase as prices were increasing. So that was a clear indication of some new money coming into the market. And rumors have been circulating that the funds were going to move some money from the equity market over into commodities, and we probably saw some of that. I don't think we saw a lot of it, but we did see some of it. The cotton volumes just didn't match fund switches from equities to commodities. But the cotton market has moved into a technically bullish position, albeit not a strong bullish contender. But after blowing through the 62.5 cent price resistance, we're sitting just below 64 cents. And the market has slapped up there several times and sticking, attempting now to push into that some very heavy resistance area between 64 and 65 cents. And it's going to take some battering to complete moving above that 65 cent area, but I think the market, once it does, is open to 68 cents, and I think that's going to occur. We definitely remain on the bullish side. I hate to say, but another visit to 61 cents can't be ruled out. Of course, I ruled that out four or five times, and every time I seem to rule it out, we go back and try it again, so I'm just not going to rule it out. The initial reports today that I saw coming in from the Texas Rolling Plains have the crop out there picking a little bit better than promised, and I guess my first thought is, well, that's cotton. It always promises less, gives more than any other crop. And the merchandising community has talked this crop up more and more than any crop I remember in the past. I think from my contacts with international folks, they continue to tell me how much I've missed the U.S. crop and how much more there is in Texas. So I come back and say it's the merchandising community that's talking up how much larger this U.S. crop is than what USDA is carrying it. For my two bits, USDA's got it right. There may be some state-to-state adjustments, but USDA's got it right. And probably we'll see the crop come down another couple hundred thousand bales, in my opinion. But you continue to price cotton in the cash market, collect the LVP, and look at purchasing a 300-point out of money May or July call option. The more aggressive risk manager and may want to sell either the 58, 59, or 60-cent put to help reduce the premium cost for that call option. Personally, I like selling the 60-cent May or July put and buying the 68-cent May or July call. Really, either one of those, the 6.5 does the other to me. I would just say if you whatever month you sell the put in, you buy the call in the same month. It would be the only thing I would say. And the only question of whether you want to do a July or a May call is just say how long are you willing to carry the risk of being short that put, and what premium you're really willing to pay for the May call versus the July call. But I like the market. I think we're a bit higher yet. Thank you so very much for your time today.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.